Wakey, wakey, rise and shine.
Topping in the morning.
6 till 10, Topping.
Dina Carroll, Ain't No Man, it's Isle of Wight Radio. What a weekend it's been, eh, with the weather on Saturday.
Wow, amazing on Saturday.
Do you know, I sat in here doing the interactive weekend, just just like a little puppy at the window, looking outside, going, oh, want to go out and play.
Yeah, it was so beautiful, wasn't it?
Really was a lovely, it was like a proper summer's day.
Yes.
Yesterday wasn't quite as good, but lots going on as well. Final of Britain's Got Talent. Did you watch it?
I did. But I did. It got a little bit too late and I needed to go to sleep. So I ended up missing the last few acts.
I missed the winner, actually, singing.
Yes,
I missed the winner.
Yeah,
I put it on as they announced the winner, actually. Didn't see any of the other acts.
You were up late.
Yeah, I know. I'm regretting it now.
So, well done to Colin Thackeray, who no doubt we'll hear.
Thackeray.
Yeah, we'll hear an awful lot more about. And he said that it would be the greatest achievement of his life if he won Britain's Got Talent. So,
wow. Amazing.
Well done to him. Love Island starts tonight.
Oh,
now,
yes.
Now, hold on a minute, because last year you two challenged me to watch this television trash.
Yep.
Award winning, I think you mean to say.
Yeah, to be fair, Towie's won awards.
Good point.
I still watch that.
Exactly. It depends which kind of category we're in. So the thing is the question has to be, do I bother to watch it this year? Because I know.
Hold on.
No, because I know the minute I start watching it, I will become addicted to it.
Because you were last year.
I know.
You literally, every morning we'd come in and the subject was Love Island.
And was I proud of myself? No, I was not.
I was proud of you.
I was not proud of myself as a human being.
You even set up a WhatsApp group for it. You were chief admin of said WhatsApp group.
Yeah, I'm not gonna name what I called the admin group, if you remember. But
we need it again this year. Do you know what? We need to watch it. We need another WhatsApp group. Let's just embrace it.
Maybe other people would like to join our WhatsApp group. Maybe we could set up an island-wide Love Island WhatsApp group. Love
Let's
Isle of Wight.
Like it.
Anyway, it's Isle of Wight, right? I don't know whether I can put the commitment in because it's not. I mean, basically, you're saying that's it for summer, isn't it?
Because we watch it a day late normally, don't we? Like,
yes,
it's
we
too
did.
Late at night. It's 9 o'clock.
It depends because, like, tonight doesn't finish till 10:30.
Oh, so
what?
That's risky.
Oh, I'm not watching it then.
Oh, I can see the future coming to you. Cry away the.
Wakey, wakey, rise and shine.
Topping in the morning.
6 till 10.
Across the Isle of Wight on FM 107 and 102, it's Isle of Wight Radio. Some good and some, well, I don't know whether it's bad news or not. Communications department at the hospital seemed a bit reluctant to fill us in on it. We did this on the show about Shackleton Ward. Now, this is a ward for specialist dementia patients on the Isle of Wight. It closed for refurbishment because they said it wasn't fit for purpose and has been totally refurbished, which is great. Great for the Isle of Wight. The thing is while it was being refurbished, rather than moving the patients to somewhere else on the Isle of Wight, they actually moved the patients literally across the south coast of the UK. And we had lots of very distressed relatives getting in touch with us about, you know, how they're going to go and see their relatives as they're moved across to Basingstoke and other places around the country. So we've been asking the question, are they back on the Isle of Wight? Are those patients that were basically moved from the Isle of Wight, are they coming back to the Isle of Wight? And we still haven't got a response on that. I don't know what the big secret is on that.
No.
But you would think that now it's back, the patients would be back. Also, there was
everyone needs to be reunited, don't they? Back with their families.
Well, this is it. I mean, if you're not well, the last thing you want, and if you're at that stage where you're that vulnerable, the last thing that anyone wants, not only the patient, but also the family, is that feeling of isolation.
Yeah.
And I'm really hoping that maybe someone can get in touch with us now from the Isle of Wight NHS and just go, yep, they're all coming back, which would be brilliant news.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brilliant news. Also, there was confusion about the number of beds. Originally, it was going to be 8. Now it's 4. So I don't know what went on with that. But we've been asking the NHS. So if you're wondering why we keep saying we don't know, it's because we've been asking the question for over a week now and still nothing on that. They want to get across, of course, how brilliant it is that Shackleton Ward is opening and it's been refurbished, which is brilliant news, but they do seem to avoid anything that might not
just
be the
answer, don't we? Yeah,
exactly.
Just need the answer.
Simple as that. It's all about communication. 16 minutes past 7. Because at the end of the day, you know, we've all got relatives, we've all got people that we know. And we just want to make sure that, God forbid, if you were in that situation, it wouldn't happen to you. This is Timbaland at Isle of Wight Radio.
I'm holding on your rope, got me 10 feet off the ground.
Wakey, wakey, rise and shine.
Topping in the morning.
6 till 10.
Holding on your rope, got me 10 feet off.
Timbaland, One Republic and Apologise, 19 minutes past 7 across the Isle of Wight. This is Isle of Wight Radio. You can catch up with the latest news, of course. Download our app from the App Store. Just search for Isle of Wight Radio. It means if you're going away on holiday soon, you can take us with you.
Yes.
Which is nice. You can pack us up and take us away. To be fair, there are a lot of people that would like to do just that.
Hey, topping in the morning, 6 till 10.
Topping in the morning. What is going on inside their head?
Weekdays when you wake up.
Isle of Wight Radio.
Topping in the morning.
Let's go!
Time to get up. Topping in the morning.
6 till 10. Topping in the morning. Isle of Wight Radio.
Will I am. Hall of Fame at Isle of Wight Radio. I'm just saying to people watching on Facebook, you know when you sit yourself down and you think, well, hold on, I am quite podgy.
Let's just readjust.
I don't need this to follow every contour that I've got. So, welcome to Headline or Hearsay on Isle of Wight Radio. It is Monday morning, 3rd of June, and it is time for us.
3rd of June, wow.
I know.
Wow, how is it June already?
It's less than 2 weeks to the Isle of Wight Festival.
Week Thursday, the Isle of Wight Festival gets underway.
Wow.
Week on Thursday. Really, we need to get our outfits for Dad Dance at some point, don't we?
I know. Are we going themed? Specific theme?
Well, I think we should do, but maybe we change the theme from the overall theme to something that's quite cheap to theme.
Maybe just like black t-shirt and shorts theme.
I love it. I love that idea. Yes.
Slimming.
So let's play Headline or Hearsay. Welcome to everyone joining us on Facebook. You can play along too. Facebook.com/ Isle of Wight Radio. And don't forget, like, share and heart.
What if next time you stifled a yawn in the cinema, the plot of the film suddenly changed to try to regain your attention? That's the premise of an innovative brain-controlled film project created by Nottingham University. Moviegoers have to wear an EEG headset that monitors brain activity and sends the brainwave readings to a nearby laptop. Is that headline or is it hearsay?
What a load of garbage.
No, you see, I could see this as being a thing.
Do you know what? I fell asleep once watching a West End show. I was so tired. You know, when the curtains go down, I just thought I could have a little snooze here. That actually did. It was so embarrassing.
I finished a shift late here, went to go and see Phantom of the Opera at the Mayflower, and I'm not proud of this. Got there. We all sat down, literally, after about 3 or 4 minutes. My wife wakes me up. She says, "You're snoring." I was laying in the seat going...
I always get an elbow if I ever, like, even close my eyes just for a second. I get a dig to the ribs. I'm like, oh, all right. Never mind.
In the cinema, I went to the cinema last week, actually, took my nephew, was up and down 100 times. He's only 3. You know,
I can remember doing that. My dad took me to see the first ever film that I went to see, which I believe was the original Superman. And I was so excited. And every 5 minutes, I was like, "Dad, I need a wee."
Yeah, this is what I had.
So I'm too scared, though.
And he's like, "I'm trying to watch the film, for goodness sake."
I won't, in the cinema though, how daunting is it coming up those steps when everybody's looking, watching that, yeah. watching the film.
When you're about five, doesn't matter.
Actually, we sat at the front. My nephew kept looking around at everyone. It's like he had an audience. It was brilliant.
Anyway, is it headline or hearsay? What does Facebook say, Jamie?
Let's have a look. Nicola says, hello from Harlow. Thanks, Paul, for my anniversary wish last week. Which
oh,
is
nice.
John is in Oxford and he says headline. Nicholas says hearsay. Bryn says headline. Shirley says morning Isle of Wight Radio. And Maureen says headline.
Okay, don't forget, tell us where you are as well when you put your comments up so we know. Harlow. Is that in New York? Oh no, that's Harlow.
Essex, isn't it?
So
I think this is hearsay.
I think it's headline. But we'll go with you. We'll go with hearsay.
It is headline.
Thought it would be.
Yeah, reading the brainwaves.
What a great idea, though.
Wow.
Even
I don't know, it's too much.
No. Do you have to wear something on your head, though?
Yeah, a headset.
Yeah, you won't have to, you know, in years to come. The only thing I would say about that is that how many times have we watched a film and thought it was rubbish, and then all of a sudden it clicks, and
yes.
you go, wow, actually, it's really, really
yeah.
good.
Yeah, yeah, it's true.
I mean, Last of the Summer Wine wouldn't have had the audiences that it ended up with.
A police officer who took time out during a drugs raid to play on a trampoline has been put on an improvement plan. The uniformed PC was filmed by a neighbour removing his utility belt before doing somersaults in the back garden of a home in Coventry. The West Midlands Force says its internal investigation has led to management action. Is that headline or is it hearsay?
Wow.
You can imagine this, can you?
Hold on, lads. Hold this.
Where's Paul? Paul, where is... Where's Paul? Oh, that's a great triple back pike, or whatever you call it.
How high can I get? Ka-doing, ka-doing.
Oi, lads, watch this. Brilliant.
There is a video out there, isn't there, of an American police officer doing something like that, dancing or doing something.
Is that?
And of course they're armed and his gun went off and shot him in the foot.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? So at least our guy was clever enough that his CS spray didn't go off. He took his belt
took
off.
His belt off.
So what do we think?
I think this is true.
I would like to think that this is true, but I don't think he should be punished.
You don't think he should be punished?
No, I think, you know.
Yeah, but it's a drugs raid, did you say?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I imagine it was afterwards.
Yeah, true.
Not before. It's like, let's do the element of surprise. Ka-doing, ka-doing.
Up at the window.
Yeah. They're up there. I think they're up there. Hold on.
I love another look.
So, what does Facebook say, Jamie?
Let's have a look. John says hearsay. Craig says headline from Cannock. Nicola says hearsay. Bryn says headline. Pam says hearsay from Carisbrook. And Jean says headline.
Pam also says that she took her family to go and see Bambi and they all cried.
Oh, yes,
but I did. That was my first film.
Was it?
Bambi.
Was it?
Bambi was my first film.
Surely that would put you off going to the cinema for life.
Yeah, I was scared. That's why I never went to Jurassic Park after that, because I think that was the next film that I went to see. It's a big gap.
It's a big difference between...
It was a poor family.
Wow.
Wow. You went from one of the first animated cartoons with a pencil to...
I can't actually remember going to the
cinema. Did your parents not like you as a child?
I generally can't remember the cinema between that.
Right, you've got the choice. You can go and see It or Hellraiser, or you can go and see Jurassic Park.
I remember going to see The Addams Family, I think that was, and The Flintstones. That was one of the earliest.
God, that was a dreadful film.
Yeah.
Anyway, what are we going with?
A headline.
Headline.
It is a headline, yeah. A man from Blackpool thinks he's shot into the record books after being on hold for a very, very long time to a call centre. He attempted to contact the DVLA helpline to query a registration document, but rather than getting the prompt answer he needed, Adam Burgess spent almost 7 hours on hold when he repeatedly heard, "We're currently experiencing high call volumes and you may experience a delay." Is that headline or is it hearsay?
What was his name?
Adam Burgess.
Well, he's an idiot.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a certain limit to how long I'll be on hold for.
What is that limit?
It depends, really. If they say that you're number 127 in the queue and then it drops quite rapidly, I think, I'll stick this one out. But the ones where you don't know,
yeah,
it's a bit like calling the doctors in the morning. What you have to do is if they don't answer the first time, you have to hang up and dial again. Now, ideally, you've got two phones. So you can double phone it. Because sometimes I don't think it rings properly.
No.
It goes through to the phantom.
Don't you hate when you go for a call centre and you literally waited for ages and you get halfway through what you said and then you get cut off?
Oh. Or they answer.
It's like the red that goes up.
Or they answer the phone by go.
hello? There's no one there. There's no one there. I'll just cut them off.
I'm here! Anyway, enough of that. What does Facebook say?
Let's have a look. Tracy says hearsay, and she's in Chesterfield. Bryn says hearsay. Nicola says hearsay, as does Pam. John says headline. Maureen says hearsay.
See, the other thing with call centres, sometimes, you know, if they put you on hold, but they don't put you on hold, do you try and listen to the conversations that they're having with other people?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I worked in a call centre once.
I bet you did.
I know where this is going.
Yeah.
I worked in a call centre once.
I don't think you can call those kind of specialist TV channels a call centre, Hayley.
But we used to have our calls listened to. You know, and they record your calls. And then your manager go back through your calls to see where you went wrong. Yeah.
Anyway, what are we going with? Headline or hearsay? We're going hearsay, Jamie.
I can't remember what
for
it is.
For a clean
now.
Sweep?
Let's have a look. It is hearsay.
Oh,
yeah.
There we go. Thank you to everyone.
Hold on, that's not a clear. No, 2-1. You're not being fair. Jamie
won
the
first one.
Yeah. Did you?
Yeah.
Credit where it's due.
66% this morning. Headline or hearsay, back same time, same place tomorrow. It's 7:45. It's I Love White Radio. 17 degrees the high today. Should be a reasonable day. Let's go.
Topping in the morning.
6 till 10. Topping in the morning. I Love White Radio.
So I think, you know, you could officially say Hayley is the one to beat.
Yes. Thank you. Right. Now I've done my own one for today.
I've done my own one today.
Apples and pears.
Going down. I have. To Scarborough.
Created my own one today. Can I go first?
Yeah, you can go first. Here we go.
Okay, US president is taking part in the Olympics.
I know this one. Oh, it's one of two, isn't it?
Yeah.
Donald Trump is doing the high jump.
No, not high jump.
Oh.
Is it Donald Trump doing the long jump?
Yes, it is. Oh. One for Paul.
It's one
it
or the other.
Is that good?
Yes, very good. Very good.
Well done. Well
we
done.
Might be following a bit of a theme here. Jamie, your go.
She's arguably...
Hold on. Wait for your music. Ready?
Yes. She's arguably the world's most famous nurse, and she's reading a newspaper.
I know this one. Florence Nightingale reading the mail?
It is Florence Nightingale reading the mail.
There you go. All right. Ready?
Yeah.
Leader of the free world is very, very moody.
I know this one. Donald Trump has got the ump.
Is not the right answer.
No, really?
Donald Trump has got the rump.
What?
The ump, got the ump.
No.
Donald said that.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it's got Donald Trump's got the ump.
Oh, Donald Trump.
Can you have the clue again, please?
I'm going to open it up. 822-002-01983-822-002. It's not the hump. It's leader of the free world is so moody. 01983 822 002.
I know this one.
Do you know this one?
I think so. I think I might do. I'm not sure, but I think I might. Do you want me to guess?
Does that mean that you'll get the Amazon voucher?
Oh, I certainly hope so, yeah.
All right, then you have a go. Oh, hold on. Everybody. As soon as I mention Amazon voucher, the lines go. It's like, up until that point, I'm not wasting a phone call on him. I'm not wasting a phone call. Let's go to the phone, see who we've got. Morning, Isle of Wight Radio. Who's that?
It's Laura.
Hello, Isle of Wight Radio.
Hello.
Who's that?
It's Laura.
Laura. What do you think it is?
Donald Trump is a grump.
Oh, Donald Trump is a grump. Laura, you just won yourself a £10 Amazon voucher. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Have yourself a wonderful day. You can pop up to Isle of Wight Radio and pick that up, all right?
Cheers, bye.
There you go. That's Laura. Simple as that. Donald Trump is a grump.
I preferred my guess. Just saying.
Yeah, it's not right, though. Yeah, you might have preferred it,
yeah,
but it's not right.
It's like you're saying about mine. I prefer the high jump. Well, no, it's the long jump, because that's what it is.
You probably changed it, whichever one I said.
Excuse me, I wrote it down.
This is awkward. 13 minutes past 8, Isle of Wight Radio, Monday morning, 3rd of June. Let's get this on from Niall Horan.
We should take this back to now.
Wakey, wakey, rise and shine.
Topping in the morning.
6 till 10.
Isle of Wight Radio. It is Monday morning, 3rd of June. We've been talking about Shackleton Ward. And I was saying a little bit earlier on that we've been trying to get in touch with the communications team at the hospital to try and give us some information, because we know at least one patient was displaced and sent over to the mainland. And I know that this causes huge amounts of upset within the family. Daphne is on the phone. It was your husband that was taken over to the mainland. Is that right, Daphne?
That's right, yeah. Eight weeks ago.
So tell us the story, because...
Well, it'd be a long story, but I just want to clear this up, that they said to me that he would be transferred over there for 2 to 3 weeks. Well, 8 weeks he's still there. And it was only 4 patients in that ward. The one that went to Hazelmere was not a patient in Shackleton Ward. And the other 3 patients were sent to care homes on the Isle of Wight. And unfortunately, my husband was the one that was sent to the mainland. But they're making it sound as if there was... all the rest of them went to the mainland, but I can assure you it was only one.
Okay. And what kind of communication have you had?
Well, I mean, I have been going to see him twice a week.
And what difference has it made to you with him being where he is compared to being at St Mary's?
Well, where he is at the moment in this hospital, it is much better environment than Shackleton Ward is. And that's all I can say about it, really. And he has improved since he's been in this particular hospital, apart from that he was poorly and had to go to be transferred to Guildford Hospital for a week because he had a leg infection. But other than that, that's all I can basically say, really.
I mean,
long story, yes.
You and your husband have been together for a long time, haven't you?
We've been together for 60 years. We're both Ireland residents, born and bred, yes.
So how did you feel when you said goodbye to him as he left the hospital?
Well, I've been heartbroken about it all the time. That's all I can say. I mean, it's been dreadful for me. You know, at our age, 80 years of age, which we both are, we'll Trevor be 80 on the 1st of July, you know, and to me, to sound an elderly man all that distance and for me to have to communicate, I know they've been very good to me over that, but... letting me go twice a week and one thing and another, but it's still a long, long way to go to see your husband when he's poorly.
So what would you like to have?
And the less he sees me now, you know, his memory's getting worse and worse because he doesn't see so much of me. Sorry, what were you saying, Paul?
So what would you like to see happen? What would make your life a little bit better right now?
Well, I know he's going to come back shortly and he will be going back to Shackleton Ward, and that's all I can say at this moment in time, but I would like him to go to a more homely environment, let's put it like that, and back to Shackleton Ward.
I mean, have you seen the new Shackleton Ward?
No, I haven't.
I mean, they have spent a lot of money on it, so it may hopefully be better than it was when...
Well, yes, but what I'm saying is, obviously they have, but it's still the same place up the top of the hospital, you know, with no outside... environment. They say yes, they can take them downstairs to the garden, yes, but they got to go all the way downstairs, and that doesn't happen very often because of staff shortages. So I won't say any more, but you know, I just wanted you to know.
I mean, I know this has really upset you, right to the point where you went to go and say goodbye to your husband, didn't you?
That's right.
And tell us what happened.
Well, when I got there, they'd already taken him to the mainland. So that was very upsetting, yes.
And how long's he been away for now?
8 weeks.
And you don't have a date? You don't know when he's coming back?
Not at this moment in time, no.
So I'm guessing you would like someone from the Isle of Wight NHS Trust to at least show you the courtesy of getting in touch with you and letting you know when your husband is going to come back to the Isle of Wight.
Well, yes, I expect they would do so the day he's coming back, perhaps, or when he's already back. I don't know. Because they don't communicate with me a lot.
Well, why don't you leave it with us and we will see if we can get someone. Now, I'm not promising anything because we've been asking this question for at least a week now and we've heard nothing, as far as I'm aware, from the communications team at the NHS, which, personally, you know, it's bad enough when they don't communicate with a radio station. But when they're not communicating with you, who's been together with your husband for 60 years, you've never been separated before until now, is that right?
That's right, yes. Yeah, that's right.
Daphne, it's very difficult to actually express how I'm sure everybody who's listening to this feels for you at the moment, but unfortunately that's not going to help you out. What we need to do is actually get your husband back on the Isle of Wight, don't we?
Yeah. I expect that will happen soon. As I say, I'll have to wait and see you, Paul. Okay?
Daphne, thank you so much for talking to us this morning. I know that you're very upset and, you know, anything that we can do to help. That is Daphne's story. Hopefully now someone from the Isle of Wight NHS has heard how it affects an individual and will get in touch with us today. Not to cause any trouble, not to be mischief makers. I think the NHS owes, or the individuals that can give the answer, owe Daphne an answer. Or maybe that's just me getting that wrong. But I don't think so. Isle of Wight Radio is 22 minutes past 8 right now.
Good morning.
Topping in the morning.
6 till 10. Topping in the morning.
Hello, good day.
We're hoping to get an update from the Isle of Wight NHS after speaking to Daphne about the story that she had with her husband that's been taken over to the mainland. She's been told that he's going to come back at some point, but she doesn't know when, so she's having to travel over to be able to go and see him, which, you know, a lot of you reacting to that this morning. Thank you very much to everyone that's been in touch. No doubt there'll be more on that over the next day or two here at Isle of Wight Radio. So it is 8:36 right now and time to play today's test of time. Hayley is asking, I am answering.
Indeed. 1978. What famous book entered the world records for the most stolen book from British libraries? So what book do you think was stolen most from British libraries?
Oh, I don't know, 1978?
1978, yeah, it entered the Guinness Book of Records.
Well, it wouldn't be the Bible, would it?
No. I'm
trying to think of other, like, books that...
Do you remember you used to get them big encyclopedias? They were like volume 1 to 21.
Yeah. Colin, who works in our sales team, that's what he used to do for a living.
Really?
Yeah, door to door, encyclopedia salesman.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't think he did. he used to sell the Kirby vacuum cleaners. No, he didn't do that either.
We had a point on our ass for that.
Did you?
That was Sky. That's what Mum said. Sky.
So, 1978. I genuinely...
I think you don't overthink it too much.
Okay, dictionary.
Close, actually.
Thesaurus.
No, it's the Guinness Book of Records.
Is it?
Yes. The Guinness Book of Records entered the Guinness Book of Records.
For being the most stolen book. Do you remember, you used to love Christmas, Guinness Book of Records.
Yeah.
Oh, look, it's that lady again. Still got the longest fingernails. It's the one you always used to look at.
Isn't it?
The fingernails.
1981. What famous horse won the Epsom Derby by a record of 10 Lentz.
Which year?
1981.
Red rum. Sugar.
There we go.
Had to be one of the two.
Yeah, had to be one of them.
Had
two.
To be. They're the only two horses I know the name of.
Yeah, exactly. I knew you'd get that.
So that is today's test of time. Back same time, same place tomorrow. Nearly 8:40 right now. Not a lot went on in this day many years
ago. It didn't, no.
No, it's a fairly quiet day in history. Still to come, latest travel news for the Isle of Wight after this from the Pointer Sisters.
Let's go. Time to get
topping in the morning.
6 till 10, topping in the morning. Isle of Wight Radio.